very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Run Through. Live from Lake Placid,
home of smokers' rights.
This is really, this is a really important place. I'm Adam Rippon. This is not Olympic champion Sarah Hughes. Ashley Wagner, also not Olympic champion.
All of us still looking. All of us still looking for that first Olympic title.
Yeah. It's just in the distance. I can feel it.
I feel like it's right there. I might actually go back out onto this ice and try and compete with my ankle being eaten out and see what happens.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of fond memories here. Uh-huh. And it really is holy land that we're on. And yeah, you know that because the Pope is here.
The Pope is here.
Yes.
Wait, you
and
guys, I
so
saw the Pope yesterday.
I
went up to him and I was like, I'm not religious. And he goes, what?
We are, of course, talking about Daniel Grassl, Italian figure skater, who will be the Pope by tomorrow night. There will be white smoke coming from the building.
Yes.
We've arranged for that.
I'll make it happen.
Yeah, we've arranged for that.
But what's so exciting is that the Pope is here tomorrow, but today Judas is here.
Yes.
So that's really nice.
We love a really good character arc.
Yes. We love a good religious theme.
Yeah. This is a religious podcast.
It is. This is welcome to the Run Through, your favorite religious podcast. Yes. So we are in Lake Placid. Nobody claps. And
how about the snow?
So we're
stunning.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Clap for the snow.
The snow. Yes, let's hear for the snow.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear for the snow.
For the weather.
I've been so excited to come here because of dance lore. Like, there's so many things that happen in Lake Placid.
Yeah, and stayed in Lake Placid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I have a funny story to tell you guys. So last night, we're at our hotel bar, and mm-hmm. one of my old coworkers from NBC is here, and he has no idea about this podcast, right? So he's like, what are you doing here? Because I'm not working on the NBC shows, right? And so I'm like, well, I have a podcast, and I'm here for fun to do that. And he's like, no, you don't. I'm like, yeah, I do. This is like, you know, like a 50-year-old man who I'm talking to, okay? I had in my pocket one of our run-through buttons that just had our logo on it, and he goes,
Who's
what is
that?
It called? The Runt Garden?
And there's just something about the Runt Garden
that really just
feels right. It does feel right.
It does. And so we are, if you bought a run through button, that's now vintage because we're rebranding.
Yeah.
To welcome to the Runt Garden.
Welcome to the Runt Garden.
Yeah, Ashley, famous for her German.
Now, the last time I was in Lake Placid, I dislocated my shoulder.
Yeah.
Mid-free skate ice.
Yes. I'm kind of curious if I'll do it again, you know?
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun
to do it
again.
I think you could easily slip and fall outside and make
you
that
really
happen.
You really could. Yeah. So, actually, let's stop talking about this. And we can leave everything in its appropriate socket this trip.
The last time I was in Lake Placid, same time as the last time we were all in
Lake
Placid.
We were all here at the same time.
I ran a turkey trot with Andrea Joyce, Ashley Wagner's mom, and Ashley Wagner's brother on Thanksgiving Day.
My favorite part about that was my mom was like, we're going to sign up for this. What do you think? Do you want to do it? I said, no.
Was it after the event? Before?
It was probably before.
It was on Thanksgiving Day.
She genuinely was like, it would be a fun family activity. And I said,
it wouldn't.
You're like, my bone is being eaten out. No.
And she, to this day, still tries to make me do turkey trots. And I say, my ankle. I'm
you
so
say, call
sorry.
Sarah.
No, I say, call Interpol.
911.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here at the Runt Garden, we actually have a new game that we want to play.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so
we love a game.
Those of you who were listening to us at some point over the last month, we were playing a game on Instagram where you sent us your feelings, okay? And someone, a really inspired message that we got said, I'm putting my tinfoil hat on for Jimmy Ma.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay? I did promise that those messages would be anonymous, but if you're here and you want to identify yourself, you feel free. But we are going to play a game called Tinfoil Truthers.
Yeah. I'm so excited for this game.
Yes. So we're going to play a game where the three of us each tell you who we are putting our tinfoil hat on for at Skate America this
weekend. Building it out for. Pulling out the aluminum and constructing it.
Yeah. We're going to need a few layers of aluminum.
Because I guess I haven't like ever built it. I have to build it to then wear it.
Yeah.
Okay. But who am I building it for? Right.
Right.
Okay.
So my hat is on for, you know her, you love her, Wakaba Higuchi.
Obviously, yeah.
Who, you guys, this injury, it's so poorly timed. Mm-hmm. We went to practice yesterday. She did some beautiful elements at practice, some elements that ended up on the ground, on the ice as well. So my tinfoil hat is
on the ground and the ice?
Both at the same time.
Not ideal.
And that's just how amazing she is.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman. And so my hat is on that it's not over and that she's going to have a great weekend and that she's going to have a great Japanese Nationals and we're going to see her in Milan.
That's my tinfoil hat. We're manifesting on this podcast.
For the weekend. Ashley, tell us yours.
Oh my God. You guys, there is this tall Italian man. His name is Nicola Mamola. And he has me wrapped around his finger. He came up to me yesterday in what I can only call the mess hall, I guess. And he goes, I'm a little bored. And I said,
already.
You have my interest piqued. How can I help you, sir? I have not much to offer. And he said, I need you to stir up a little drama for me. And I said, done. Do you have any special requests? And he said, I don't know. Just like, say I like took a rock and hit Daniel's skates. And Daniel's sitting right next to him. Uh-huh. And I look at Daniel and I'm like, is this okay? And he's just like, and then Nicola goes, they wouldn't care. And I'm like, and I immediately go, I don't care what happens to you at this competition, but in life, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, well, it is always famously okay when you're 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's
harder it not
fine.
To be okay. Yeah.
He's feeling the
altitude.
He's going
to play in the NBA after this.
Oh, I asked Adam when we were here.
Yeah,
I was like,
did.
I was like getting kind of winded because we were carrying like this and that.
Ourselves, our pride.
And I was like in like a completely dead serious of like the reason why I must be feeling the sort of pressure on my kind of what the
chest
medical
cavity.
Community would call it, yeah, chest cavity. Yeah. I go, we have to be like in altitude.
Yeah.
And I said, Ashley, please like look it up as I'm like. And she looked it up and we are at a whopping 1,800 feet.
Yeah.
Which is about like being on the 32nd floor of a tall building. And so it was sort of no excuse to feel the way I felt.
Yeah, but Nicola's at 2,000 feet.
Yeah, that's true. But my tinfoil hat is not on for the altitude, because I do believe in that.
Yeah, it's real.
Something I also believe in is that I know that this is how I would build my tinfoil hat. I don't know if you guys have heard about this guy who asked, am I the asshole, on Reddit. And he wanted to know if he was the asshole for missing the birth of his child to come to Skate America.
Wait, this is specific to Skate America?
It's specific to this Skate America.
Wait, before we... is this person in the room?
Okay.
Okay.
You are going to be our guest.
Yeah. Come on up. Tell me. So they started telling me this story, and I said, stop. I can't hear this now. I need to hear this live with my friends. So what?
Okay. So there's a man who, I guess, met a woman and had a baby. They're in the middle of having
a baby.
Well,
you see, when two people love each other.
And one of them wants to go to the Olympic Games as their dream.
Okay, but so he's first, competing. He's not watching.
He's watching.
Watching.
What?
No.
Competing. Who? Which one do you think it was? Did you think it was Nikolai Memelov?
He's missing the birth of his first child.
Yes.
Okay.
Throwing rocks at Daniel Brassel.
I don't know what these men are up to in their free time. So I assume
going
maybe
to Skate
one
America.
Okay.
Okay.
No, this is a spectator.
Yes.
Who says his dream mm-hmm. is coming to Lake Placid, New York.
Yeah. Shoot for the stars.
Home of smokers' rights. Yeah. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. Okay.
Even if you miss, you'll land among
and
the mountains.
His right. wife
and the stars
is due mm-hmm. on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. This coming Tuesday.
Yes.
And he like details that she's had these appointments where like some things could be happening early.
Like the
and
birth.
He's like the birth.
Yes.
Of his child.
Uh-huh.
I just want to reiterate it
you
is
guys,
his
I'm
biological
so
child.
So fresh off of pushing a human being out of my body.
Not as fresh as this guy's wife will be.
Is about to be. Are you kidding me?
And so he's going, insane. She wants, she's not even saying like come back early. She's
no,
telling
she's saying,
me
don't
not
come
to
back.
Go.
Divorce. I'll help
who
her
should
put the
file?
Papers together.
Wait, who should file? She said not to go. It's his dream. That's what he said. Well, his dream was to go to the Olympics.
But, and she already put the kibosh on that. She said, we're not spending the money to go to Milan.
Yeah.
Who is this straight man who loves figure skating that much?
We don't know. We don't know. No. But he is she going to be single soon, ladies.
Yeah. And we'll put his picture on the Instagram. You'll be able to reach out to him. It'll be amazing.
Yeah.
We'll put his mugshot on the Instagram.
Yeah. I think we'll put his wife's mugshot on the Instagram.
Yeah, because
some
someone's ending
coming.
Up.
We were talking about this story, and Michelle Ellis, who is the host of Dance Lore, she said, yeah, you can go to Skate America, but you can't go home. And I do think that that kind of, that stands true. That's who I put my tinfoil hat on for.
In what way? You're hoping...
For protection. Not from for a conspiracy.
From her rage and wrath.
Yes.
Yeah, from like the nuclear rage. Detonation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I put it on for protection from what sort of like mental capacity that man is in. For being mad first and defiantly coming to Lake Placid. Because I don't think anybody should come here defiantly.
To come here defiantly driving up that road is challenging a lot in the universe.
It is.
Well, that's...
Who are other people challenging the universe?
Vladimir Litvinov.
For sure. For sure. I feel like we need to talk about what you guys are all here to see, which is, well, us, but then figure skating, which is really the most important thing. We have the pairs event starting in a few... Short
minutes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's coming up.
It's at 7 o'clock tonight. Pair short program.
Yes.
Is anyone going to be there?
Woo. They all are. No, we're going home.
Yeah, we're actually there.
It's
we're
been
leaving.
Really great.
We're leaving.
Have a good night, everyone.
Yeah.
So, pair short program. I'm excited because we will see a blonde woman with black hair
and bloody elbows.
Yes.
Upside down.
Yes. Well, for only a moment.
Just a moment in time.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll have a Japanese pairs team. You can get that. Who will be... Hello. Who will be skating to paint it black hair. Paint your hair black.
Paint your hair black. The yes. name of the pair short program tonight. Yeah. So we are, of course, talking about Anastasia Metelkina of Metelkina Berlava, the Georgian team. We're going up against Miura Kihara from Japan, who I'm so excited to watch.
I'm so excited to see them.
Yes, me too. Their short program is my favorite.
It's so good.
This year of the pairs. I love it. I mean, they're repeating it from last year. I love it. I think
love
it's so good.
I love a repeat program.
Well, they're sort of the poster.
I really do. Like, it just looks
what
trained.
Do you mean?
It just looks trained. Especially for pairs. Here's my thing, okay? Yes, you can get a little bit more creative, sure. But with pairs, it's nice to see something that looks like really prepped and really trained.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to in single skating, it looks really good when it's unrefined.
I just don't
want to
watch anyone going
new.
Up and being like, they're coming down and not on their own accord.
I saw a lot of that at pairs practice yesterday.
That's what I'm saying.
They are going down against their will.
Yeah. Well, and they're also going up against their will.
Yeah. And so let's talk about the American pairs. Oh, okay.
Sarah. All right.
But Chang,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But I think this American pair field for this for these like Olympic spots, it's still completely like wide open.
Oh, it's wide open spaces.
Yeah, exactly.
Dixie chicks.
Kind of
chicks,
nice.
Chicks only. Sorry.
Just the chicks.
Sorry, sorry. Child of the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the competition within the competition.
It's yeah, I mean, I think ish. I think like Chan and Hao proving something here,
yeah,
will be really important for them.
I think
because they got sixth at NHK. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
They no, got sixth at NHK, so a good showing here would be really good for their chances. I think
rotate
going into
your
nationals.
Side by side jumps.
Yes. You know what? I also
just stay
hope
on your feet.
Stay on your feet.
I'd rather you rotate and fall, though.
On your feet, though.
No, I just fall on your feet. I don't want to see a double. I don't want to see doubles.
Oh, no. Okay. I thought you're saying you'd rather them do a cheated triple and fall.
No!
Well, you were known for a cheated triple here and there.
Damn.
Damn, Sarah.
I'm sorry.
It's too early in this podcast for you to be so horrible to me.
It's too early in the first show.
In the first show.
In the first show. In especially the last time she was here, she didn't finish the competition.
Okay, both of you.
Too soon? It's too been soon. 8 years. It's been 8 years.
I said to flip the years. Table, I leave. Yeah. You guys, I'm laughing too.
Yeah. We make the jokes because we know they'll land.
Somewhere. Heavy on her heart.
Yes.
Oh, it feels good to laugh.
I do hope that everyone skates well. Because again, I am thinking of the man from Reddit who is potentially...
He deserves a good event.
Right. Because yeah. Because it's the last good thing that will happen to him, I do think. Because it will be really tough if you went. I went all the way to Lake Placid and like I
watched
missed
a lot of double toes.
Yes, because then in retrospect you'll go,
I don't know. If
maybe
it was
the
worth
birth
it.
Was worth it. You know.
Well, it won't be the first marriage broken up by Lake Placid.
No.
No.
Yeah, let's hear it for affairs.
Is anyone here wearing someone
I
else's
literally
wedding
thought
ring?
You're about to be like, is anyone here having an affair? And I was like, Sarah, you can't ask them that, but raise your hand, stand up.
I mean,
up.
That's basically what I'm asking. Yeah. Are you or are you not wearing someone else's wedding ring around your neck right now?
What and a if wild you are, thing.
It yes. is a wild. So we're obviously talking about a part in dance lore where Alexander Julin, favorite affair artist, does sort
town
of take
bike.
Town bike, as I referred to, lovingly. He takes off his wedding ring and he gives it to Oksana Grishuk, who then does wear it around her neck as a good luck
at the Olympics
token.
For the compulsory dance.
Do you know how much bad juju I would feel radiating from that ring?
Not Oksana.
No, she only got more powerful.
That's yeah. true.
She
That's
felt so true. Radiation.
Right.
Radiant. Glowing.
Who do you guys think is going to win the pairs?
The Japanese.
I think
not sure about that.
I don't think it's like a given, but I think they're going to have the edge because they're coming in as world champions.
I prefer their material, but I think that the Georgians have been so solid.
They're so squeaky clean.
They're so squeaky clean. I think it's not as complicated as what the Japanese are doing, but the Georgians have just been so solid and they have those really beautiful classic pear looking elements.
They're just fast.
They're flying.
They're doing 10 million crossovers.
They're dyeing their hair.
They're bloody.
They're bloody. What else, what more could you want?
Yeah.
Hair dye, blood.
Speed.
Speed.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of blood.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Speaking
oh my
of
God.
Blood.
You guys, we heard the worst story yesterday.
What? Take it away, Sarah.
Robert Kunkel, you all know, has had like a hand injury and had to have. He said that she was falling, okay?
They were skating fast. She tripped over her toe pick.
Yes. And he reached out to save her head from hitting the boards.
Yeah.
From hitting the boards.
Let her fall.
Let her go.
and his like hand was like between her head and like got onto her toe pick that went through his hand, you guys. Yes.
We had a scream.
A shrill.
And he has a scar going all the way up his forearm from the skin graft he had to do for his hand.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that insane?
See, Chivalry's not dead.
Chivalry's not dead. No. It's alive and well in Germany.
Yes.
No.
Damn.
What's on Reddit? Oh, am I? Yes, of course.
Adam's
I was like,
already
there's
forgotten. His favorite person in Lake Placid.
My God, that took my breath away. Ooh. Yeah, that's a crazy. So, Annika said she went to the ring the next day so that she wouldn't have like a mental block, like fear. So she went in and she said she skated around. This will all tie right back into blood.
Yeah.
As I know you were hoping it would.
Yeah.
She said that she could still see the blood on the wall.
My
literally,
God.
Merry Christmas,
a horror
everyone.
Scene.
Guys, I didn't know this story. If we had talked about this, I would have been like, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, it takes a special kind of like insane person to get involved in Paris.
So true.
It's a compliment. It's a huge compliment.
So let's talk about Star Andrews.
Yes,
Star Andrews becoming a pair skater next season.
Mm-hmm.
Who should she skate with?
To. I also who should she skate to?
Her own voice.
Yes. Her boyfriend. Breaking up a partnership. Well, very late
Placid.
Making
their debut here.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't know who she could skate with.
She's got someone in mind, I'm sure.
It's her audition, yes.
Yeah, Alexa Canarum, you have 5 days.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Be there.
Please come back.
I miss them.
So should we talk a little bit about, we were talking about challenging the universe.
Yeah.
And the king of the void himself is here, Vladimir Litvinenko.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, from one person committed enough to dye their hair to another.
Yes. To a person who would skate to the Lion King wearing shark teeth.
And a tiger print.
Yes. Nothing really kind of sticking there.
You guys, you know,
the jumps.
You know, he said yesterday he does not identify at all with the Joker.
What?
Like,
is because of the language barrier?
In what way?
So he's the greatest actor of our generation.
Yeah.
Because he takes me on a ride. Mm-hmm. From first drag of the cigarette in that free skate.
To Gotham City and back.
I don't know if he's going to Gotham City. I don't know where he's going, though.
Straight.
Straight.
Right. I mean.
Forward.
Straight forward is what I was going to say. That's right.
Into the void.
Yeah.
He's going into the void.
How does he not identify with the character that has chosen him, I do think.
I mean, I think it's a good thing that he doesn't identify with pure evil.
Mm. Sure.
The villain.
Some might disagree.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, I thought that was so fascinating because he's so good at it.
Yeah. I love...
How did this organically come up? Was someone like, tell us like how you connect with the Joker? And he's like, who's the Joker?
Yes. Basically, yes. This is going to be... Ashley, by the way, is your in-arena host this weekend, everyone.
I am.
So I think you, after he does his Joker program, can be like, so tell us how you identify with the Joker.
And he's going to be like, I need a
cigarette.
Another cigarette. And I'll go, it's the 1,800 feet. It'll get you every time. It'll get you every time. The lack of oxygen at the 33rd floor of a tall building. Yeah. It'll knock you out right on your ass. Now... Other men who we are looking forward to see, obviously Nikolai Memela, looking for rumors to be started about himself.
And I'll start them.
Yes. Very exciting.
Yeah.
The Pope, Judas, Riverdance.
Riverdance is here.
We'll see Riverdance tonight.
Yes.
We will. It's going to be so exciting to see it again in person. As someone who like was competing with him kind of coming up around that time, I saw it so many times, and now to see it again in person minus the ponytail.
Yeah, that will. That's
in my mind. We were saying this earlier. He's kind of forever like 16 years old in our minds because we've just known him for so long.
Yeah, he's forever doing the original Riverdance and knocking Adam off the Olympic team.
And straight to the to home. Too soon.
Straight to the In-N-Out.
It's been 11 years. And it can be 11 more. It'll be 11 more. Did you guys ever watch the movie Superstar?
Okay. Of course.
So, obviously, Mary Catherine Gallagher, Molly Shannon, the main character, she was always told that her parents died in like a shark attack. And then she finds out the hard truth that they accidentally were in an Irish step dancing competition and were stomped to death.
This is where the fascination started.
And
by
so,
the way.
In a way,
how
I was in an Irish step dancing competition and was stomped to death.
Yeah.
And so I get it.
I am curious if while we're watching Riverdance tonight, if that will bring up any emotions for you.
It will.
Any trauma?
I feel no trauma when it comes to Riverdance because as anybody who listens to the podcast will know, it just reminds me of my lineage of the Irish people who were forced to dance with their arms at their sides.
Which is not accurate because the police will see them through the kitchen window.
Exactly. So, no, that would mean it is accurate, right?
No, I think we looked it up, and that's, like, not how
I think we looked it up, and they're like, that never existed. That's the movie Billy Elliot. And I'm like, what?
And there's a man. His name is Daniel Grassel.
Yes. But I think there could just be more Irish culture in skating, and I just am really glad that it is
well represented across the board.
Across.
Constantly.
Yes, yeah. And I really appreciate that.
Well, you know, Jason hasn't been at Skate America since 2019, which I did not realize until I was looking at his bio today. And I saw Tracy Wilson at the coffee shop this morning. I've seen everyone, by the way, at the coffee shop this morning. And Tracy was like, yeah, I got to keep him, like,
chill
low because the energy is like through the roof. I mean, you've all met Jason. He can't help himself. He needs to be like quarantined off from other people.
He really does,
so that he can have enough energy to perform, because he'll use it all on others.
So and he's so kind in that way.
Yes, but he needs to use it for us.
Yes,
because I have to say, and I think I've said this on the podcast before, that you know that like you've had a really successful career and you have tons of fans when you're like so iconic that you can start like sampling your own old programs, where he's like not going back to one, where he's like referencing one that we all loved in a new way.
And we're gonna see him do a cartwheel and Adam's gonna turn to me and say, look what they made Jason Brown do.
I do, you know, I'd like to take a moment to say I really feel that people spend so much time learning the art of figure skating with their feet.
Yeah.
That and not with their hands.
No.
Famously.
And I just don't think people need to be doing cartwheels on the ice. I think that the hand to ice sort of, it doesn't belong in a competitive setting. It belongs in jail.
Yeah.
It belongs banned.
Yeah.
And
I spent my entire career avoiding going upside down. It had meant something had gone awry.
That is absolutely true. That if you end it, if you specifically and I
if
were,
I was ass over a tea kettle, it was bad.
You'd be straight to the ER. Cedars. You'd be in Cedars.
Another concussion.
Speaking
for
of
her.
Tea kettles, our favorite Starbucks barista, Liam Capakis, is here.
What a segue, Sarah. That was really good.
Thank you.
Good.
That was really good.
Wow, yes. Liam Capakis.
So this is like the main thing. I don't know if Liam Capakis works at a Starbucks, okay? But he did once.
He did once.
And it's the only thing I'll ever remember about his personal life, and it's my favorite thing about that I've ever learned about a skater, is that he can make a latte and...
He can do a triple axel.
Yeah.
I love those two things about
people. We'll see him, and we'll see Kevin Amos, who... You guessed it. I saw at the coffee shop this morning. He was with Sylvia and neither of them were crying, which
dry is shocking. Eyes.
It's a rare sight, you know, and you can only kind of get that kind of sight in
before
the
competition. Yeah. Yes, you can only get that before. We'll also see a performance done by the very incredible Sophie Tucker.
Yes. Kazuki Tomono.
I love this short program. It's so good. It's such a party. The men's event figured out short programs. Yes. The women have not.
Well, because the men are going to the club, as we've been telling them to do.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch Kazuki Tomono and, of course, Mikhail Shaidarov.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Phil Collins is in the house tonight. Oh. In the air tonight. Excuse me.
In the air. He's in the air tonight.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I almost missed that opportunity.
It's that high altitude air. It's taking away your brain cells. It's
We're at probably 1,840 feet because we're on the third floor.
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of like a slope down. So we might be at 1,800 even.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I do remember competing here and feeling and remember telling myself, I am so stupid, that like, oh, God, we are high up. I remember thinking that.
It feels high up because we're in the mountains.
Yes, it does. It's deceivingly closer to the ground than you do believe.
We're in the hills.
We are in the hills. And
I will say I am staying at the hotel up the hill right next to here, right? And that is a hill,
That is a hill.
And I was out of breath to an embarrassing degree today when I walked up with Maddie Hubble, who is pushing her baby up the hill and is not out of breath. Mm. And I was like, well, this is enlightening. She's
truly
pushing a child in a stroller, not really breathing that hard, telling a story.
Yeah. No. And I'm hills like, aren't for stories.
Yeah, no, it's a good story.
Been great. Really, everything's fine.
No, it's
with
fine.
Me.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So, amazing men's event. We're really looking forward to it.
But do you have? Mikhail Shaidarov?
For?
The men. Who do you have to win?
Right.
This is how people talk about sports.
Right.
Typically.
I think Shaidarov is the overwhelming favorite.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I would imagine Jason's on that podium for sure. But I think it's going to be the Shaidarov takeaway. And then after that,
I think Grossel is going to be on the podium.
I think so, too. The Pope. I think the Pope is on the podium.
Yeah.
The Pope on the podium.
Which is really great for the papacy.
Right.
Because we've never had a Pope on the podium.
Yeah.
For as long as the Pope has been around, he's never been to a Skate America.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Well, that's true.
He could be a big skating fan. He is
do you
from
think the
Chicago.
Pope, do you think the Pope will go to the Olympics in Milan? The real Pope?
We're getting a huge yes. Yeah. Somebody who works in the communications department at the Vatican is up here.
Confirmed.
And we're getting, I'm no, getting it right sure. now. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there. I think we actually...
We actually should make that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, he's from
Call
Chicago.
Him up. Call
how,
him up.
How hard could it be?
Right. I think that's our best chance of getting the Pope to Skate America. You know, he's. Let's have it at the. What was the arena in Chicago? That was
Hoffman
it?
Estates.
Yes. Pope Leo loves Hoffman Estates.
Sears Center.
Yes.
Leo's like there right now.
Yeah, going, where's Skate America?
They told me it'd be here.
There's a non-zero chance the Pope has been to Sears Center in Hoffman Estates.
Without a doubt.
Illinois. Yeah,
100%. Who do you have to win the men's event?
I think Shaidarov, too.
Yeah.
But the next two spots seem very open to me.
Yeah, that's why the men's event is so exciting. It can be like literally
they
anybody.
Can do anything.
Because they can do
they will just
anything.
Do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And you can say that one sentence and that can mean anything.
It can.
Speaking of
can
people who will do anything, we saw world champion Alyssa Liu yesterday at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not a joke.
No, this is so true.
And she told us that the night before, like she took a red eye from San Francisco here, right, overnight. She told us before she took the red eye, she was at an outdoor rink skating for fun.
What a wild thing
to do. And the horror on these two, their faces. They were like, you were what?
I said skating for fun?
I said outdoors? It was shocking.
I love that weirdo so much.
I know.
And
I love
she
her.
Says the shit that comes out of her mouth, you're just like... You did what?
Yeah.
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 And like, it just comes so naturally out of
right.
her mouth.
I'm like, nothing can stop you because you do the crazy.
Because you don't care.
You don't care.
No,
nothing
can stop
you. She's in it for the right
you.
Reasons. She's here for the right reasons.
Yeah. Totally. To
I'm
be
here
on
for the
this
wrong
podcast.
Reasons.
Well, did you guys see her Instagram post where she said, got my last Grand Prix?
She's here to
credential.
Sow chaos and mayhem.
Yeah.
And nobody knows if it's a retirement. Or she's going, hey.
Hey.
Not even her, I think. No, she does. She is She's my favorite.
She's my favorite.
She's my favorite.
Absolute favorite.
Wow. We're going to do more on women and dance tomorrow because mm-hmm. there's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
But I mean, my excitement for those are like through the roof. Lara Naki Goopman is in town, everyone. Wakaba Higuchi,
obviously. Wait. Yeah. Speaking of Lara Naki Goopman, because my new favorite Italian man.
Yes.
I stayed for a little while because I'm like, what the fuck are you going to say next? This is fascinating. He goes, please explain to Lara Naki Goopman that he said her full name, legal name. He said,
oh my God.
Please explain to her that cunt is a good thing. And I said,
wait, does she think it's bad?
So then I
she doesn't know.
No, then I immediately went into big sister mode and I was like, honey.
But wait. If anyone ever says this to you,
if you were to come up to me and say, you're a cunt, I would slap you across the face.
And she's writing it down.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I go, but when I say that's cunt, that's good.
That's a good
thing.
Meanwhile,
Nicolette's going, yes, exactly.
Yeah. And so, that is actually the first time cunt has been said at Skate America, which is truly amazing.
Yeah. Lots of
firsts. It really is. We do have a special guest
on
the podcast today who we would like to introduce. And so we are in the middle of the Olympic season, so we thought it would be fun to have the athletic high performance director himself, Justin Dillon.
Justin, welcome.
To teach me everything. I don't know how to do this.
Oh, yeah.
You just hold the microphone and let us talk to you.
Close or like?
Just kind of
around here.
Yeah.
Ballpark.
You just kind of slink. You slink like this.
All right.
I can't be like
just
you.
Try to look you can casual. Like
so here's the thing. We wanted to really take time.
So Justin is obviously instrumental in selecting the Olympic team.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a big year for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big year for all of us, really.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to kind of throw like some hypotheticals your way.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's say there's a women's skater and mm-hmm. she has a really good year, like two seasons before the Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's say like top three at Worlds.
Yeah.
What about like in Boston, like a Boston like world, like we just had.
But it's 2027.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's, yeah. This is purely hypothetical.
It's hypothetical.
And you know, like over the years, she's kind of been like one of your most successful women skaters. Like maybe for mm-hmm. like, I don't know, I think it's like a decade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something like that.
Maybe the final a few times, hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Yes. Okay. Hypothetically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's maybe even won a national title or something.
Something.
Hypothetically.
Like, yes.
Or like three times. But then she shows up to a Grand Prix, which I think like might be part of this Olympic criteria or whatever. And like her ankles.
Let's say it's in Lake Placid.
Yeah.
Since we're here.
Hypothetically.
Yes.
But right before the Olympics.
Yeah.
Immediately
let's just
before.
Say. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Let's just say that.
Yeah. And her ankle's getting eaten out.
By infection.
Yes.
By infection. And she has to just like maybe get off the ice because it hurts.
It sounds thank God it's hypothetical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God no one had to live through that.
Right.
Right. Right. So it would be, that sounds terrible.
What would you do with that bitch?
Well, as we have it with the criteria now, I think what you highlighted was like a little bit more ambiguous until like what we have present day, right?
Yeah.
So I know, Adam, actually, you famously, I think when you were doing recovery, sort of looked like through the criteria that did exist, right? And kind of tried to see where you could poke holes, where things could be maybe questionable or not totally clear.
That's clear. I was looking to poke holes.
Yeah,
yes.
But I think that seemed to go pretty well. But what we wanted to do to evolve and do.
Poked.
Yeah. But what we wanted to do to evolve and be better was try to not have a space where there's not like really transparent events that count towards consideration. So like from US championships. So for the Milan Games in 2026, the US championships in 2025 is the first event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's four continents. It's Worlds. It's World Juniors. I don't have the math off the top of my head, but those events, since they're earlier, have a percentage assigned to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that data goes into a percentage sort of spin, and sort of spits out a number at you.
Mm. Okay.
Then your events of the season, which are your senior Bs, your challengers, they all mean different things. The Grand Prix obviously are the most important. And then the U.S. Championships is the last most important event in 2026 mm-hmm. in St. Louis. That will basically say, hypothetically, we just, skater A has 900 points. Skater B has 875 points.
Mm-hmm.
Skater C has 825 points. Skater D has 820 points.
Mm-hmm.
Are you basing this like on their placement or on how many points they've actually?
Placement. So we don't do it as like total points. It is placement. That's mm-hmm. something that I always think can kind of be argued either way because obviously like I think even like in the first Grand Prix I said in a press conference, I think Isabel had like 212 points, but she was fourth.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Counts to get to the final.
Right.
But she has a fourth also for the selection criteria, right? Okay. So like that's just like one example as we like tally all of the total results. But then you have like maybe somebody with 820 points, but they edged out at nationals or maybe they won the title, but that's how they got that close. There is that ability to have the flexibility to pick who you think would be the most competitive in that moment. But it is almost as transparent as can be because the way that we're going to operate as a committee, we've all had many meetings, which I don't think used to take place hypothetically as much in the past.
Hypothetically.
But we're very clear that we're going to do like 900, 875, 850. Yeah. There's your team. Boom. You know, because we want to make sure the athletes feel comfortable that the content that they delivered mattered. And
yeah.
they knew what events mattered. It wasn't like, but I did this event over in like, you know, Riga, Latvia, like, you know, in December.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody had seen it, I would have, that would have mattered. And it's like, it's not in our criteria.
Right. I was amazing at Volvo Cup.
Right. No one made you go to Latvia.
Right.
So it's not imaginarily then plucked from the universe and like, okay, yeah, that does count. We're going to go with that one and you're going to get picked because you're hypothetically our favorite.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. All of our athletes are our favorite. We want to all see them do well and we want them all to be able to be selected based on what they deliver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I hope that's helpful.
That is helpful.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the podcast, everyone.
It's nice to meet everybody. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, but really quickly, we were looking. I mean, you and I were talking. Team USA, you guys are in an amazing position and also the hardest position ever. The criteria that was so helpful to hear. You have so many athletes to choose from in across disciplines. Like it's, I can't imagine what you guys are going through kind of taking a look at this Olympic team. I mean, you have options.
It's exciting, though, because I was saying, like, when you skated, right, like, I think it even would have made you even that much better or it would have made any of women skating over the last couple decades that much better to have that pool be so deep, that volume, that number of athletes, like, they're all pushing each other. They all know the stakes are high, but it's not also like, I'm the only one, they're only going to pick me, right? Like, you know, it's like, it's actually like, no, it could be skater A,
it could be
skater B, it could be skater C, it could be really close with skater D, you know, and they know that, and I think it's made all of them so much stronger. Like, I've been so proud of the performances. It kind of started last year at Lombardia. Mm. It was like all of a sudden, by the third or fourth challenger, I was like, I think we just won every challenger in the women's division.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was like, that's so indifferent. People.
Did we?
Yeah.
I believe so. Lombardia was at Amber Glen.
Yes.
Nebelhorn was Elise Lynn Gracie.
Wow. Yes.
I want to go with, there was Hungary with Alyssa Liu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think there might have been one more, but Sarah Everhart was also second in Lombardia, and the current world champion, Kaori, was third. So that was like that 1-2 like punch was like, wow, that's amazing, because Kaori's fabulous, right? Like, she's an amazing skater.
Yeah, she's okay.
I like her.
I like the patriotism. But I
she can improve. Yeah. How about we say that? Yeah.
She's got 1 year left.
Yeah. Time to say goodbye, right?
No.
I know.
No, it's not time.
No, it's not time yet. You guys.
If only she could figure out that double axel.
I know. Achilles heel.
Yeah.
Good time.
But yeah, no, I think that that like kickoff last year, I was like, oh, this is going to make for a very exciting Olympic season. So and it has. And I think that it was great seeing so many good performances already by our women. I think that, you know, so it should be great.
I have one question, actually.
Okay.
Of all of the disciplines, which one seems like the closest right now? Or would you even know that off of the top of your head? Of like that, I can imagine that there are some athletes who have placed at these different events where it's like they are clearly ahead, where it's like looking really good for the rest of the season. But what are some of the disciplines where it's like it seems
the
very close
races?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a specific discipline, but I think that there's some close finishes to fill up the team, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure if you're world champion, you're thinking, I have a really good shot, right?
Yeah.
But like, even as we've tried to like start to map out and do the geography of Milan and everything, it's like, well, this is A, this is B, this is C. I mean, you do all these different scenarios because I do think some of the races are really close.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but like I said, I think if you're a world champion, you feel pretty confident going in that you have a really good shot.
Yeah.
And again, due to the criteria, if you're thinking, you know, if you're at the world championships last year, you're first, you probably did well at US championships. Okay, you're hitting these boxes already. Mm. And so, and also I think some people mid-season right now can look at themselves and say like, oh, I've set myself up really well here. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in good shape here. And I think some of the, I think the women, you and I were talking about women yesterday. I think some of the men is exciting. I think the pairs is super exciting. We still don't even know if we have a third spot totally because some different things are in play that need to happen for them to all kind of qualify. So I think everyone kind of sits there and is like, oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then I think Ice Dance is like, you know, everyone is chasing the world champions who happen to be Americans. So everyone else, I think, wants to have that moment. And I think that it just... I don't think any discipline is like, okay, that's set.
Yeah.
I think it's just the races within them are actually kind of amazing. Exciting to follow.
Nationals is going to be insane.
Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I think Adam had one more hypothetical for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. what was that one again, Sarah?
Let's say you have a really good season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
A real, like a good one.
Wait, let me just hold on. I need to get the hypothetical in my
brain. Let's say you have a really good season.
What year is this?
Let's say.
What year is the hypothetical?
And let's say that there's some kind of a ponytailed teenager from Chicago. He's fine, whatever. He skates to Riverdance.
Right.
And it does sort of take the world by storm.
It kind of hits.
Yeah, let's say.
And it lands.
And he lands. That's kind of a key part of it.
Yeah.
But there's a skater. He's really good. And he landed a few things
but not
earlier
not all.
In the year. And then he didn't land.
I think I was helping a coach that hypothetically had a skater really good in that same short program. If we were just sort of...
Oh, my God. Wait, that's right.
Wait.
I kind of remember that sort of if it were to happen.
Yes.
Moment.
Right.
Yeah.
You would. Yes. Yeah. Now, oh, my God, I forgot about that.
Clear picture?
Yeah. Much clearer. Yeah. Yes. But also so fuzzy at the same time.
Yeah.
Don't remember a thing. So let's just say, what were the chances of that skater getting onto the Olympic team? It seems pretty slim, I would say, at that point in time. And is there anything that you can do retrospectively?
Yeah.
In terms of reparations.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll post new new results on the board here.
That
at
would
Skate
be
America.
Great, yeah.
No, I think... At that time, I think anything could happen.
Totally.
I think that was where that ambiguity kind of
landed.
I'm
fine. It's like, whatever.
I think that the result was amazing. I think that selection was amazing. But I think anything could happen. You know, I think you don't have the same type of criteria at that time that you would now. I think that would be much harder to do. Not impossible, but much harder to do.
But it's an interesting point because I do think that, like, with the criteria that you have now, it does make that case for, let's say, someone from Chicago being on that Olympic team, especially at, like, the last event before the Olympics. It would make sense, right?
Yeah.
Because you could do that. You could be like, look at the impact, look at the trajectory. This is moving this direction.
Yeah.
This is clearly the momentum we want to follow. And there is
you could say, this is moving this direction.
Which we had a lot of meetings with the USOPC because they have, like, basically a group that looks at all of our criteria to be like, is this going to be funny at all? Like, you know, what are you trying
to
accomplish here?
Shady.
So they had a lot of follow-ups. I mean, I think almost a dozen where they came back and said, like, what does this language mean? And I think that was really good because it all helped us not try to assign it to the individuals we think may make the team, but more the actual performances we may see and how to evaluate and identify what the right team is going to be comprised of based on what they did.
That's so amazing. When did that happen?
That took place. I want to say I can picture the rink I was in. Where was that? I was in Grenoble. It took place at the final last year.
Wow. Okay.
I fucked up.
Yeah, you really should have been at the final this year. Justin, we have a game that we like to play that we would love for you to be a part of.
Yes.
Fiercer Flats.
Okay.
So we're going to give you one prompt each, fierce or flats.
Let me breathe. I'm a little flush. I thought you were going to say fierce or flush, and I was like, that's me, for sure.
Okay. And a secret third option, flush. Mm-hmm. Okay, so mine is the 90s rhythm dance theme.
Yeah, boo. Yeah.
But don't let this audience sway you. If you feel like
it's
fierce. Think.
I like groupthink.
Okay. Yeah. If you feel like it's fierce, you can say it's fierce.
Fierce.
You okay. do say, what? Yeah, boo, boo.
I have three fierce ones you're going to see tomorrow, okay? Like,
that's true.
He's supporting his team.
Yes, exactly.
If you were competing, what would your 90s...
rhythm dance be?
Yes. Yeah. Solo rhythm dance.
I think I might do like Tracy Chapman's Give Me One Reason. I think
Where
that was 95.
Where is it? Where's Tracy?
I also think anything from the Velvet Rope album, Janet Jackson.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Where have you been when these people were deciding their programs?
Were you in Champs Camp?
Not in groupthink.
I didn't. What's Champs Camp?
Okay. My fiercer flets for you is cartwheels and gymnastics on the ice.
Fierce.
Really? Wow. A lot of. Okay.
Sorry.
And why?
I think I've seen some really cool things. Like, I think, like, the B twist. I think some of the things I've seen Frances Adam do, I think, is so cool.
Okay.
America's Adam.
I like, right. That's why I distinguished it. I gave the country identification. I think Ilya landing a backflip on one foot is cool. I think it just makes, like, these possibilities endless because how many more revolutions are we going to do, right? So I think anything that can expand the sport, but you didn't also ask the question about, like, artistry and components. I also think that's fierce, right? Like anything that can expand this sport beyond where we are today, I think is cool. It's fierce.
Mm-hmm.
Can't fight that logic.
No.
That's good logic.
But I can fear it. And I do fear that logic. Yeah.
I fear it too. All right, mine. As a serial program repeater, whatever you say to this, you won't hurt my feelings at all.
You had this.
No, you can tell that she's over a lot of stuff. Yeah. Like, she's kind of worked through.
I'm not ever someone who dwells.
By suggesting she'd be at last year's Grand Prix final.
In Grenoble, what did you skate to?
Moulin Rouge. So tell me, repeating programs, fierce or flats?
Could be either. Can I have that?
Can
I
yeah,
have that?
Of you course can you have can. That.
I could be either.
When is it
an alert?
When is it fierce and when is it flats?
It's fierce when it... whether there's a new perspective brought to the same material. Okay. So I've seen people like leave a program for a season and also like come back to it then. And I'm like, that's really cool because I think that they had a new like kind of like take on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's awesome. Flutz is when it's like exactly the same thing that you've seen over and over again and they look like they've dialed it in. You
know,
where you're like, oh, okay, like they just finished that program and I thought it was 4 minutes. This time it seemed like 8.
Yep.
So
that's crazy how they fit 10 minutes into 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Their commitment, their investment, I feel like is what makes the difference.
Yeah, completely agree with that. Well, I feel like that's
it. We have some really good repeat programs this season.
We really
season.
Do, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think Amber Glenn's repeat free skate feels brand new.
I actually have
it's
a story
so
about
fresh.
That if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
So at World Team Trophy, she did her free program. Her short program was not so successful at World Team Trophy this year. And then she did the free program practice and her music comes on. And I said, Amber, sometimes at the end of a season, I get so sick of hearing people's music. I can distinctly think of somewhere I'm like, I don't have to hear this again.
Yeah.
But I'm like, thank God it's the end of the year. I don't have to ever hear it again. I distinctly like loved this music. And I remember saying to her, I was like, I never got sick of it. I'm so happy you're using that. And coming to the rink like in the spring, and I was like, you're doing this program again? And I was like, thank God I didn't say I hated it. And then you decided to do it. I was like, that actually was a home run because I was like, I liked it and you're using it again instead of the other way around, right? Because I feel like sometimes I see that too, where I'm like, I told you I didn't like it. They're like, I don't care. So I'm like, whatever.
Your power is limited.
Yeah, oh, you gotta always remember who you are.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for coming
on to the
Runt Garden.
Yes.
We've renamed the show.
Yeah. Yes. We had somebody look at our pins and they said, what did that say? The Runt Garden?
Runt Garden?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We love it. Yeah, it's gorgeous. But thank you, everybody. Justin Dillon.
Wow, that
was fun. I feel
like
I got some closure,
fun.
You guys.
You got closure?
I did.
Wow, I didn't get any.
Oh.
Also, I actually didn't know any of that.
Justice for Justin. He was not on. I don't think he was involved with the like Olympic selection when either of us were.
Oh, I don't think
being named or not named. Just so you know, yeah, we love him.
That was a segment all in good fun.
No, the person, the person that was directly responsible for it. I knew who they are. They're not coming
and
on
they're
the
our next guest.
Come on!
Welcome to the stage.
Yeah.
But we knew that the people who were going to be in Lake Placid on a Friday afternoon were the real, like, skate nerds who would want to hear what Justin had to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that includes us. Because I was like, well, so how are we picking the team?
Yeah.
How are you picking the team?
I mean, I knew that there was criteria, but a part of me still felt it was like vibes, right?
It was I did say that there was a little bit of room for vibes.
Yeah. Well, and there should be, because like if you think about, okay, somebody who wins the world title, but then like the vibes are not so good and the points are lower, like sputtering, like, you know, to the finish line. And they have close to the same amount of points as someone who didn't go to Worlds and who has like the skates of their lives for the fall, which is like that happened to you. Mm. Like there has to be room for both things.
There needs to be nuance. And I think that's what's really important. And for me, at least, like being on the other side this far out, I was so tired and my career was like on the way down, and they chose athletes who had a career that was on the way up. So like talking about that nuance, like it makes sense. It fucking sucks, but at the same time it's like, no, I get how you can, like, as a committee that's not emotionally involved, it's like you have to make those decisions based on where the athlete is going and the direction they're headed.
And there have been times when they make the opposite decision. I mean, I think we all remember Ilya Malinin at US Championships right before Beijing, and there was a big conversation about Ilya and Jason Brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people feeling like, well, Jason Brown has like had his career and he's at, you know, this is where his ceiling is. And Ilya has a ceiling that's higher than that. And he's on his way there.
Yeah.
And should we send that person? Mm-hmm. And obviously they, you know, they chose Jason, and Jason has proven them right time and time again. And has always come through when they needed him as a team. So, you know, but it is interesting, like those decisions can go both directions.
But I think it's really nice for the athletes to know that there's that criteria of building upon like placements, because it does. I mean, you know, if I were Isabeau, I'd be like pissed that my like really good score is getting a fourth place.
Yeah.
But right. I'd know the criteria, so at least I'd know what I was like up against heading into the next event, even if it sucks.
No, that clarity is good. You need that clarity, because this season is so stressful. And honestly, like what he didn't get into is there's multiple seasons that are considered, and so you're really thinking about this for a few seasons building up to the Olympics. And so these athletes, like by the time they get to this point, I was so insanely stressed out. These events, like you have to be showing up every single event and delivering. And when you look at like the women's team right now, they have no room for error. And every single one of them is going out and delivering time after time after
time.
It's
crazy.
Which is like amazing for us, horrible for them. I'm so stressed.
I mean, Alyssa Liu is at an outdoor rink. She's not stressed.
She's not stressed.
She is not stressed. No, not stressed in the slightest. No. I'm more stressed than Alyssa Liu is.
That's totally. That is true.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, and one other thing actually that I remembered that Justin brought up was that like with the Olympic like selections, it's also the first time when it's coming to a selection for like the figure skaters, at least, where the U.S. Olympic Committee is involved. Like he was touching on it a little bit, where it's like, hey, can you clear up this gray area so that there is no like funny business.
Yeah, this tomfoolery, it's a little suspicious. Let's make that not so possible.
So like with
which
that,
is great.
It is great. And that's in the selection process, like when they're picking the Olympic team, it's the U.S. Olympic Committee, not even U.S. figure skating, who's announcing it. Like it's coming straight from.
And that's the first time they've done it this way, correct?
That's how it always is.
Oh, I thought you were literally just saying that it was something new. And in my mind,
no,
I'm
but
like,
they're involved in the criteria of how the criteria is, okay. is written out.
Yes.
I was going with you. I'm like, yes, and it's the first time we're breaking news. That's not true.
Well, you guys, Ashley has to go soon because she's got meetings. She's going to watch every program.
Yes.
I am.
You're going to watch every program.
Seats in the house.
Yeah, you do. And yeah.
Actually, I don't think they found a seat for me, so I might be standing the entire time. You have the best
standing area only.
I really do. I really do.
So before we go, okay, each of us, mm-hmm. what's the thing you're most excited to see tonight specifically?
I'm most excited to see the tape on the arms
of
Anastasia.
Metelkina.
I was about to be like, Gubanova, you're right.
Yes. And she, in solidarity, will be wearing tape on the arms.
She
yes.
is here. I mean, you have to tape your arms when you're landing back from outer space.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
you
have to brace
it's for
yourself.
Safety.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Brace for impact.
Ashley?
I don't know what Alyssa's doing here. What programs is she doing?
Well, she's not doing anything tonight.
Oh, you said tonight. Sorry. I'm already.
But Alyssa will be performing
outside.
Alyssa's
on the outdoor rink.
Yes.
Right now,
she's
in
performing
fact.
Right over there.
Yes.
I want to see. I'm ready for the Sophie Tucker program.
Hell yeah.
Kazuki
yeah.
Tomono.
Hell yeah.
I
Kazuki
love it.
Tomono.
It's so fun. I think just good men's short programs. Where's the wood?
Yeah. It's all around us, actually.
It's all, we're in the
wood is all around us.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go paint it black.
Okay. Yeah.
Paint it black. Japanese pair team. Oh, I should say Riverdance. No.
I know. We have some really great.
I feel like that's
actually,
kind of
I think Riverdance.
Opinion. That's the group opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can't wait.
Paint your hair black. As Sarah said when I was just talking for about 5 minutes before we started the show, paint it black. I was like, what? There's something there. Paint
He your was like hair. Having a stroke.
Paint it black
Saying
hair.
These like paint what black hair, black blood, hair, black. I was like, you'll get there. I'm just going to go
and
get
she
some
said,
coffee.
Just paint your hair black. And I went, it's so simple. It's so effortless. It's perfect.
It's a team effort.
It is. And on that note.
And this is a team effort.
Yeah.
Thank
yes.
you, guys
you guys
so much
you
for
so
coming
much
to the
for
show.
Being here. We love
I,
to see it.
I think we will see some of you at some of the other shows this weekend,
Probably.
Which we're so
Yay.
Excited for. More guests, more games are coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we'll have more skating to talk about on those days because
that's
well,
why we're here.
We'll just see what everybody decides to do
yeah.
tonight. But thank you all for coming. We'll be here hanging out a little bit. Well, Ashley won't.
I won't. But it's not personal. It's just I have a producer.
But,
so.
Yeah. But Adam and I will be here for a little bit. If you want to come say hi, we'd love to meet you and just say hello. And we will, you know, see you around this weekend. See you tomorrow. Have an amazing time
an
in
yes.
time.
Lake Placid, the home of smokers' rights.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! And you can buy a button that says smokers' rights. I see one in the front row. I see
yes.
one in the second row. I see them everywhere.
A lot of smokers here. Very good. I love it.
Let's hear it for the nicotine.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's hear it for U.S. Figure Skating.
Yes, thank you, U.S.
Who
Figure
have
Skating.
Really helped us so much with the organization. They yep. checked you in. They're selling buttons with cigarettes on them, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, so we have changed the world.
Yes. We've changed the sport.
Yeah. Reform the ISU. That's next.
Yes. So, everyone, thank you so much. We'll see you around. Have a great... Let the games begin.
Yeah. Let the games begin.
Bye.